Vladimir Putin isn't the only Russian icon with an image problem. The Kalashnikov assault rifle, or AK-47, is one of the most dangerous and widely used weapons in the world. It's used by nations and rebel groups, by gangsters and child soldiers. And now, Russian officials say it's outdated. So they've announced a redesign of the AK as part of a $700 billion Army modernization program. Here to talk to us about what's in store for this notorious weapon is C.J. Chivers, roving foreign correspondent for The New York Times. He's also author of a book on the Kalashnikov called The Gun. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
So to begin, what was so remarkable about the AK-47, the original, that has allowed that weapon to endure for so long and to proliferate?
Well, the AK-47, when it first came out, sort of bridged the difference between the submachine guns of World War I and the long, heavy rifles of the era up till that time. And what it did was it put into mass production a simple and reliable, lightweight weapon that almost anyone could use to make automatic fire. And then it was mass-produced in such numbers that it became available to most everyone outside of Western democracies. And this is the reason that it's still around. It works really well, and it's out there in uncountable numbers.
What are the changes that the Russian military is planning?
At this point, they're largely cosmetic. This is the latest in a cycle of sort of reimagining the Kalashnikov. And what they're doing in the simplest sense now is putting on different external features that will allow the weapon to more easily have a sight or a flashlight or a laser rangefinder, a number of accoutrements or sort of aftermarket add-on items that can bring the weapon more in line with what you see many Western conventional militaries carrying.
Can you tell us about the manufacturing of this weapon? We've talked about how it's proliferated, but in Russia, how will these changes be significant?
Well, I think the significance here is principally social. The main Kalashnikov plant for the Russian Federation is the same as the main Kalashnikov plant during the Soviet Union's time. And that's located out in the Ural Mountains in a city called Ijevsk. And Ijevsk is in many ways a Detroit, maybe the Detroit of the modern rifle world. Its fortunes have risen and fallen with the sort of preeminence of the Kalashnikov rifle. And the emphasis now would be on fallen. Since the end of the Soviet period, there have been very few orders, and this is, in the simplest sense, a struggling factory town that's looking for more orders so it can keep more people at work. There's also sort of something psychological at work here. The Kalashnikov is, in many ways, Russia's Coca-Cola. It's their brand. It's the one thing that they made that we all know of and that has had global saturation. You know, we don't buy Russian pacemakers or Russian watches or Russian perfumes or Russian automobiles in any significant numbers. But the Kalashnikov is the thing. And to have it sort of catch up to what's been going on in Western rifles, the ability to carry all of these additional features, and to have it going forward as a legitimate brand and not a legacy product, I think that's driving some of this too, that there's an element of the feel good here, no matter how many rifles actually, in fact, will be sold.
Chris, of course, you're talking about this in terms of its manufacturing benefit for Russia, but what does it mean, you know, for the rest of the world? This gun is considered one of the most dangerous because of the number of people that have died because of it.
Well, I think you could argue here that what's good for Ijevsk is not necessarily good for the world, and that, I mean, Ijevsk is facing a saturated market, which means there's more of these out there than anybody needs already. And having Russia leaning forward into rifle exports right now probably is in the interests of its defense sphere, and it's in the interest of this one manufacturing center. But I'm not sure it's good for the rest of us.
C.J. Chivers, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
C.J. Chivers, he's a foreign correspondent for The New York Times. He's also author of a book about the Kalashnikov called The Gun.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.